Well, joining us right now is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, good afternoon and happy Thursday.
Likewise. So, first question I wanted to talk to you about, the budget deficit, and I understand there was a presentation from Troy Clarkson on this.
That's right. Troy Clarkson is the CFO on the city side. He's been working diligently with the schools, his team here on the city side and the schools. So he presented before the Finance Committee the other night. Again, Finance Committee on the City Council is all 11 members, led by the chair, who's the council president, Suna Castro. So, you know, the continuation of working with Department of Revenue for the state, working with Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, DESE, is ongoing. School committee, we actually have a special meeting tonight to talk about Brockton High School, but at the end of the day, we'll be having a meeting on the 15th of November, and that will include all of the seven elected school committee members and myself as chair, plus the three community members, and that's going to be interviewing external audit firms. So it continues, but the goal is to figure out where the deficit happened, how it happened, what were the failures, and then make corrective actions.
I understand there could be use of free cash for this.
Yeah, I mean, Troy has been working again with Department of Revenue, and they've been wonderful to work with. So, you know, it does look like that we're going to be able to fill that deficit on the city side, and it looks like free cash is going to be probably the catalyst.
Now, you mentioned the high school, and it was recently unveiled plans to change the culture at the high school.
The acting principal, Jose Duarte, who is just a wonderful educator, he used to be the principal at South Middle School. He retired. He's coming back. I had a meeting with him and his cabinet, including Dr. James Cobbs, the acting superintendent, last Friday at 8 o'clock. And he has, you know, the acting principal has a really great plan in place. It's going to be articulated to the school committee tonight. I heard about it Friday, and you know, it is changing the philosophy, changing the culture, listening and learning and reimagining. And I witnessed him walking around on last Saturday at the football game as well, and he was engaged to all the students, and I was there with my family as well. So it is, again, it's an ongoing thing, but I'm excited that he is leading the charge on this right now. He's a wonderful educator.
Any updates on Brockton Hospital?
You know, I met with Bob Haffey yesterday. I was down in the neighboring community of East Bridgewater. East Bridgewater had the former Compass location when Compass went abruptly bankrupt and closed. Signature now is occupying that. So it's a walk-in, primary care, full health services. So I was with Bob Haffey and his team yesterday. And, you know, it is going to be opening up in phases. The goal is to get the ER open, the OR open. And, again, they're working diligently on that. I do talk to Bob and his team every Monday morning.
And speaking of health-related matters, we understand there's been an uptick in COVID cases.
There's been an uptick in COVID cases. Again, the TB cases that we talked about in the past, Dan, have kind of leveled off, which is great. But, yeah, I mean, COVID isn't gone, right? It's definitely not gone. And we're getting people coming into City Hall looking for the test kits, which we still have. We just got another shipment from 1,800 from the Department of Public Health. So, you know, my own brother had COVID last week. So, I mean, COVID is still around, and, you know, people are working diligently. They're doing flu clinics to give vaccinations. They're doing COVID vaccines as well here in the city of Brockton through our Board of Health.
Also, they're looking for names for the new baseball team.
I want to thank Brian Kahn, the owner of the Brockton Rocks. He'll also be the owner of the new New England professional baseball team coming. We're going to have 80 baseball games at Campanelli here in the City of Champions, and they're having a really awesome contest going on right now. So they've kind of narrowed it down, and I'm excited to see what the final name is going to be.
And also the city brought on some new police officers.
We did. It was awesome. And what was great about it is two of the new officers started in the cadet program. So when I became mayor, I worked with then Police Chief Manny Gomes. We created the cadet program. We wanted some boys and girls here in Brockton, homegrown, that wanted to pursue the career to get the chance. City Council approved it. It's ongoing under Chief Brenda Perez. And so two of the sworn officers the other day started as cadets. So there's proof in the pudding, and it's a wonderful story.
All righty, Mr. Mayor, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan. Have a great day.
Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan.